The community design plan for an area known as Uptown Rideau in Sandy Hill is about a decade old. For months now, residents in Sandy Hill have been working with city planners to update it. The new plan will not be ready until the fall. City councillors haven't been able to see it yet. That did not stop planning committee from moving ahead with a controversial condo development. Rideau Rockcliffe councillor Toby Nussbaum had this to say today at the meeting.
Staff throughout the report are relying in terms of their analysis and reference on a number of occasions the draft CDP. I sought a copy of the draft CDP and was told I was not allowed to look at it. So as a matter of process, I'm being asked to approve a report which has relied on a document which I, as the decision maker, am not allowed to look at. I don't feel in good conscience that I can vote on something that's based on a document that hasn't been approved by council and that I'm not even allowed to look at.
The proposal in question is a 14-story condo tower at 560 Rideau Street. Planning Committee has given the Richcraft project a green light. My next guest is not pleased. Chad Rollins is president of Action Sandy Hill, one of the people working on the Uptown Rideau Community Design Plan. Hi, Chad.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Let's start with the condo proposal. What don't you and other residents in Sandy Hill like about it?
Well, primarily that it doesn't fit with the community design plan that we already have, or with the draft new one. A lot of community members are involved in the development of these plans. A lot of time, effort, and energy is put into them to try to develop a vision for the area, and we then hope that development will fit that vision.
But when you say it doesn't fit in, it's too tall?
Well, that's certainly one of the concerns, but not the only one.
What are the others?
The current plan, as well as the new draft one, both talk about a number of things that developments in the area should do to be, in scale and also sensitive to the area. The way they should reflect buildings around them, the materials around them, the way they should take design cues from buildings in the area. Things as simple as, you rise three stories and then you have a step back so that you're allowing light into the street. There's a lot of items like this that are in both the current and the new draft plan that that this proposal really doesn't do.
And just to clarify, I mean, you've mentioned this several times, but so there are things that even regardless of which draft of the design plan we're talking about, the one that exists or the one that's still a draft document, that this wouldn't have fit in with.
Well, in my view, yes. I mean, I can only speak from my perspective. I've been a member of the public working group that the city established to create the new community design plan for Uptown Rideau. In that role, I've done my best to ensure that I'm educated on the previous plan and on the one that's in development. And, my assessment of it would be that the building certainly doesn't meet many of the criteria that are found in both plans.
So when you found out the planning committee voted on 560 Rideau Street with the new community design plan still a draft document, what was your reaction?
It's disappointment, I think, that they recommended approval of it, for starters, and a bit of shock that they can recommend approval of something based on a draft that's not available to the general public, that wasn't even made available to councillors. I'm not certain how anybody can be asked to make a decision on something that's in draft and that they've never been allowed to look at. It's not city policy yet because it hasn't been adopted by council.
So would you have hoped they would have at least waited until that plan was out?
That was all we asked for, yes. Our councillor and councillors Nussbaum and Leeper today talked about deferring this until the draft plan actually was adopted by council this fall. I find it interesting that Richcraft couldn't wait just two or three more months for that to happen when this has been an application in process for a couple of years already.
The current CDP for this part of Sandy Hill calls for a straight height limit of 9 stories. The new document, is it clear what it says about height?
So the current CDP actually calls for a flat height limit of 6 stories.
The entire
length of Rideau Street from King Edward to the river. And the new document, the new draft, has sort of broken the street into 4 areas. And it's called for some variance in height depending on the area you're in. The area of the CDP that this development would be in is, recognized in the new draft CDP as being an area with shallow lots that abut heritage homes in Sandy Hill, and therefore not an area that's good for large-scale or high-rise development.
It actually says that in the CDP, not an area that's good for?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's fairly clearly spelled out.
It is very clearly spelled out, and it recommends for that entire area a height of 6 stories maximum and very specific setback requirements from the properties to the south, the houses that they abut, that these developments would abut. Now, the CDP also, you know, recognizes that there was a previous OMB decision on this site and that there was an application in process for it already. But like I say, for that whole area, what they basically have said is it's not an area that's suitable for large-scale or high-rise development.
Talk to me a little bit about the flexibility, though, because it's a term that gets bandied about a fair amount when we're talking about these CDPs. The city planners endorsed the project today because they say the new CDP is more flexible than the old one. They say sometimes a building's form should be more important than its height. Is there wiggle room in there? Is it open to interpretation? I mean, the line you just quoted makes it sound like you can't be taller than 6, and it's not supposed to have tall buildings in this area. Is there more flexible wiggle room?
I think there's, in any policy document, there's always some room for interpretation, but there's also lines and specific details in this plan, in the draft one, that I think would certainly have precluded this kind of interpretation in this area. And really, the only plan that's in effect at the moment, the current CDP, not the draft one, which is still to come, the current one in effect really offers no flexibility in that regard and says 6 stories, period.
Mm. Do you know for sure that in the draft CDP, that those lines that you're referring to are actually in there? I mean, if nobody can get a copy of it, how do you know that it doesn't just say...
Well, as a member of the public working group, I have a copy of the draft. You know, that's something that was circulated to members of the public working group. We've seen it. We know the text of it. Another member of that working group spoke today at at Planning Committee about the effort he's put into it. And, that's part of our concern. We've seen it, and in our interpretation, it doesn't meet the requirements.
But city planners can't have just changed the CDP without you knowing.
Well, I would assume they can't. The public working group is there for a purpose, and it's to ensure that there's input from the public on development of these plans. The public working group was supposed to be circulated drafts as the process advanced. The last draft I have, as far as I know, the still the current draft, says lines to the effect of what I've said, you know, that this area is not suitable for large-scale development because of the lot fabric, because they're such shallow lots, because they abut heritage homes, etc.
What's your understanding, then, of once the CDP is released, if it does clash with what's in here at 560 Rideau, this 14-story condo tower, what happens then?
And that's, of course, it's really one of our concerns, isn't it, is how much value will this CDP that's not even yet finalized have if it's undermined before it's even finalized? So it goes to council and it's adopted in the fall. The next developer just says, well, there was already an exception made for that site, so why shouldn't we get to do the same? So in other words, all the time, effort, and energy that we as community volunteers have put in really becomes for naught. Our time is wasted, and the plan will have no value. And the other concern, of course, is, you know, this is not just us as volunteers, but we've got city planners who've been devoted to developing this plan for many months. That's tax dollars at work. We're told by our councillors, we're told by, Councillor Harder as chair of Planning Committee and by her predecessor, Councillor Hume, that these plans will have weight, that they will be respected. And I think that's all we ask for. And now we're very concerned that this plan, before it's even finished, is being undermined.
Chad Rollins, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
That's Chad Rollins, president of Action Sandy Hill. If you have thoughts, we'd like to hear from you. All in a day at cbc.ca, or you can send us a tweet, CBC, all in a day.